What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But we need to talk about our Braves with our good buddy, Paul Byrd. He works for Gray Media, also does FanDuel, and covers our Braves. Paul, it's good to have you back on the show, man. As always, early in the season, been enjoying your coverage and your enlightening stories. But, my friend, let's talk about this pitching staff, because we saw last night, you know, Grant Holmes, he wasn't bad. But when you get the pitch count up, and, Paul, you know this, I mean, you lived it. You're not going to last long, and then that puts pressure, obviously, on the rest of the bullpen. But I didn't think he was bad. I mean, you throw four scoreless. It was just the pitch count, right?
Yeah, you know what? I like Grant. I mean, he has paid his dues. He's a great story. When I say paid his dues, he's been in the minor leagues with good numbers for years. So I'll really, really pull him for him to do well. And, yeah, you walk four, you know, you struggle with that pitch count. It is going to affect the back end, but it's early. You know, when you're in April, your arm's coming out of spring training. I'm not trying to make excuses, and I said this earlier. If you front load, you start training in January, man, and you're just kicking it in February, and the next thing you know, you're ready to throw nine on opening day in April. That's going to affect you in September. So you've only got, you know, it's like a horse race. You know, it's like the horse has got a season, and then he gets some time off. And that's what happens to your arms. So arms are getting in the swing of things, getting ready to throw seven, then eight, then nine, and hopefully they'll be stronger in September. So this team, just for whatever reason, they like to make it tough on themselves, you know, whether getting injured or just, you know, they'll have some games where their backs are against the wall, and they always come through, and I hope this season is going to be like that in the end. We'll see.
It is our man Paul Byrd, and I'm not trying to make you an orthopedist unless, you know, you charge less money than my guy. But you think with Ronaldo Lopez, it was a thing about being a reliever, then ramping back up to being a starter, and maybe that's why we're where we are with his arm?
No, I mean, and you're talking to a guy who's had two shoulder surgeries and three elbow surgeries, and we're meant to throw the ball underhand. Mm. You know, I don't know why, man. We die, we ask God what was up with that. But, you know, you see softball players, they throw underhand, they can throw game after game. Right. That's just the way our joint is made. So when you have a thrower throwing up top, couple that with everybody throws 98 now and maxes out, you know, you're going to strain your shoulder, strain that joint. And it was just time. So they went in there, and we'll see how that turns out. They got to find a way to get it done without him. Somebody's got to step up. And then if you get somebody like that back at the end, it's a bonus. But you don't count on that, because it's hard to ask somebody to come back in the same year after shoulder surgery, in my opinion, in my experience, regardless of what you had done.
Raisel Iglesias, Snit said, look, he hadn't been out there a lot. You know, we hadn't had an opportunity or many opportunities where we've had a lead. He needed to go in and close it. Do you feel like that is, you know, part of this? Are you concerned at all? Or how do you see Rysell, who gave up, you know, another one last night?
Yeah, you pick each other up in this game. So if the starter struggles as a bullpen, you're not like, man, I can't believe our starter struggled. You're like, no, this is my chance to pick my team up. So you want everybody of that mindset. You're in it together. It's not the starter's fault. It's not the bullpen's fault. It's not the closer's fault. We're all in it together. So you want to respond, and it's just tough. You want everybody clicking on all cylinders. That's ideal, and picking each other up. But, you know, last night was just a tough one. It's just baseball. He punched out three. Stuff's there. Mm. Over long term, it's going to take care of itself. This team just needs to get going. Just, you know, and there's going to be times during the season they're going to win five or six straight. I'm not worried. Look, if this team didn't have any talent,
right,
I'd be singing a different song. This is a good team. They're just off to a really bad start, and you're waiting to see how, who, you know, what's it going to take to turn it around and get back to 500 first and then take off. If there's five more like this from Rysell, then I'm saying, okay, I'm worried.
Right.
But I think he's going to be okay.
It is a Paul Byrd with us, guys. 14 years in the show, knows what he's talking about. See him on FanDuel as well here on Dukes and Bell. The question, and this is where it gets a little off in the weeds, but I'll ask you, man, the leadership thing. When things are getting weird, you know, you've been in so many clubhouses.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that says, all right, man, bring it in? Or who's the guy that says, hey,
that guy?
Let's go out and drink hard tonight or do whatever you got to do to get your head right?
Yes. Yes. This is where you find out who that leader is. They don't have John Smoltz in his mid-30s on this team. You know, there's not that guy.
Right.
But they do get it done as far as they have historically made the playoffs and done that through tough times. They've done that through a lot of injuries. I have no idea how they made the playoffs last year. I don't. But you're going to look to somebody like a Chris Sale, who commands a lot of respect, even though he hasn't been here for as long as the Smoltz. And you also could have somebody step up, like an Austin Riley. You could have somebody step up who's younger but has played their whole career with this team and done very well and commands a lot of respect in that locker room. And that's the key, guys, for a leader. It's not always the best player. A lot of times it's not. It's the guy who commands the most respect. Like, he works the hardest. He cares. He's smart. He wants it more than everybody else. He's a grinder. That's the guy you look to when you're struggling, not the guy that the game is easy for that is the Hall of Famer. And if that happens, then he's that guy too. That's great. But you look for leadership to come from heart, to come from a source of a place that doesn't correlate to talent. It's all the intangibles, and those are the best leaders. Those are the best managers, in my opinion, and we'll see who evolves.
We get Sean Murphy back, boom, off the jump, 4 RBI. He energized the win the other night, and, you know, he's a guy that struggled last year. Paul, I've said he's not going to be as bad, and, you know, you have to believe that, you know, it's not going to be as bad as it was last year for a majority of these guys. A lot of that had to do with injuries. But talk to me about Sean Murphy and the catching situation with Drake Baldwin.
Yeah, well, you got two. You know, Baldwin is young, as you know. He's just got here, so he's learning. I love his talent level. I thought he did a good job with the pitchers, and I'm talking about from receiving and calling pitches. Murphy's been there before, so you know if he's healthy and he's not 40 years old, so he should do exactly what you said. His track record says that he's going to do that. And then you have a young rookie who you can either send down to get more bats or let him spell, and I'm talking a month or two in, spell Murphy, depending on how it goes, or you can do like you did with Darnold and have one guy playing 50% of the time, because catching is a grueling, exhausting position physically and mentally. And a lot of times after squatting, you know, you guys go to the gym. If you squat for 2 hours and they come up and they say, hey, drive the ball off the wall. You're like, man, I got no legs. So the catching position is a grueling position, and there's nothing wrong with platooning those guys and seeing how Baldwin handles that. You need guys to come around. I mean, you're going to need guys to step up. You need Harris to do what he's capable of. You're going to need Olsen. You know, and Olsen's not a guy who's going to hit 350. He's going to hit 250, but he's going to drive in a lot of runs. He's going to play, you know, gold glove defense, and he's going to hit a lot of bombs. You need those guys to step up, and you have a lot of guys who can do that. On other teams, you may say, well, you know, and I'm not talking about the Dodgers or Yankees or teams that are loaded, but on other teams, you don't have the depth there that the Braves team has, and you need two or three guys to come alive. A lot of guys in this lineup have options to take off, and we're just waiting to see when, if that's going to happen.
It is Paul Byrd with us, guys, talking about the Braves in a sluggish start, and we said just now, looking for a spark. Maybe that spark, even though he's not an everyday guy, will be Spencer Strider. Paul, just got the book out of Gwinnett today. 13 of 21 strikeouts today. 13 of the 21 batters he faced, he struck him out in 5 1/3. So obviously he's dealing. Maybe he'll be the guy. We don't know specifically when we're going to get, unfortunately, Ronald Acuna back, but and I hope we're not going to be playing this bad until he comes back. But can Strider be that guy that gives you the bounce?
Think of the two guys you just named. You just threw out a league MVP, a 50-50 guy, and you threw out a Cy Young Award winner. You know? I mean, you threw out a guy who can walk away with that trophy at any time. Me on my best year, that wasn't an option. And you look at what you just said right there. You listed a hitter and you listed a pitcher, and they're coming. And, you know, sometimes people forget we won the World Series a few years ago without Acuna because other guys stepped up. And that's what you're waiting for. Who's it going to be? What's that song? I need a hero. Like that needs to be played in the locker room every day. You know, it's we need somebody to step up, and I would love it if five guys stepped up, and the next thing you know, we're rolling. So I think what really happened is, you know, we just started a marathon and we tripped. You know, we got out of the gate and we tripped, and we played the toughest teams out there right away. The Phillies, obviously one of those teams as well. And I'm going to say we left a lot of guys on base last night. We should have won, but it is what it is. We lost. So we're that good. They're not better than us. We're just, you know, got out of the gate a little slow, and we have the team to do it, and we're just waiting to see when we're going to take off.
Paul Byrd, always a pleasure. Again, Gray Media covers the Braves for FanDuel as well, and a friend of the show. Thank you so much for the insight.
Guys, I'm so happy to be back. I love the show. Keep it up.
Oh, man.
We're on anytime. Hey, so great to be on.
We're glad you're back, and we're glad
that
the fam and everybody's doing great. So thank you, Paul.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You got it. See you guys.
All right, man.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.